Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the things that he said caught my ear. And Spano, I think, do we have it? Okay, we were talking, we got on the subject of Sue Robinson, which, as we know, there's so much, that I think he termed it correctly, uncharted territory. So there's so many wild cards here, Sue Robinson being one. But here, listen to how he, I guess, described Sue Robinson as it relates to this whole case.
It's going to be up to Judge Robinson just to decide who does she put more weight into. And this is what I would call a prosecutor-friendly environment, you know, where you have a judge. Generally, they come from the law and order side and wouldn't look kindly upon these kinds of allegations unless they think that there's just absolutely no merit to them, think that, you know, it'll be a tough proposition for, despite, you know, him having such a, you know, all-star group of lawyers to essentially win this kind of case. But it's all uncharted territory, so I don't want to make too many predictions. I just would say it's going to be difficult, and a lot of lawyers, including some that I've consulted with, that have personal conduct and drug policy cases before the NFL, and then have those contacts deep within the league that handle these sort of things. The league is pretty dug in on this deal.
Now, okay, Dustin, if you are, let's say, Jeffrey Kessler, or you're, you know, part of the Players Association, and you hear that, and again, I actually think he's probably onto something with that. She is a former prosecutor. But the whole idea of having Sue Robinson to be the, you know, the arbitrator and the one here is because, well, hey, you know, we don't want Roger Goodell being the judge, jury, executioner, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So she's going to be impartial. And even if we think, like, oh, yeah, I can see – you don't want to hear that, right? Because look, whether you think he's, you know, he did something, he didn't do something, he does deserve a punishment, doesn't deserve a punishment.
Right.
If the person hearing it, other than Roger Goodell, has a, as he said, prosecutor friendly, that just, I don't know, that just kind of stood out to me as like, that doesn't look good or sound good for the,
sure,
for the player side, for Deshaun Watson side of things.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe right now with this whole thing, because we've had on some really good guests today, and at the end of the day, I still come back to this, and maybe I'm just not seeing this like other people are, but when I hear Roger Goodell is going to make the final decision on this case,
yeah,
I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
Well, and I think now that we're to the hearing part, and as we said to start the show, and again, afternoon drive here on 92.3 The Fan, Chico, Dustin with you till 7, taking your calls, 216-578-0092. Now that the hearing process is upon us, and we
sure
think we're going to get, now, again, keep in mind, if you want, you know, any developments from today, I think the biggest one is, yeah, this probably isn't going to be a quick, you know, I'm glad Aaron brought that up, because I think to some, people are thinking of this hearing as like, oh, okay, the closing arguments were made and now the jury's going to deliberate.
Right.
That's not it at all. Like, there's still, when we say uncharted territory, when we say 24, even if he settled 20, it doesn't matter. This is so unprecedented, so many layers, that the idea of like, yeah, this will be all neat and tidy and wrapped up, it could be a few days. And it could be, you know, I know we're looking at, and I'm with you that I think it would be logical to think they'd want that news dump heading into 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
But let's just remember that Sue Robinson has stated time and again that, you know, yeah, we want to get a quick resolution. Certainly, I know, you know, they want to get it before training
for sure.
camp. But the idea that she might take some time here. I mean, there's who knows what's being presented, but this thing is just so tangled. I think it's impossible to think it's going to be simple.
Yeah, and in terms of a timeline, like I said before, I felt like it was going to be this week. Not today or tomorrow or anything like that.
Right.
But maybe by like Friday. And just hearing from like Aaron Wilson there just a minute ago, it could be weeks until they have a resolution here on this decision, especially with the appeal process and all that stuff.
Don't you wish, I guess this is an obvious question, an obvious answer. Don't you wish we could hear? Because I just like, and he said it, he's the first one we've had three guests today. Great guests, as Dustin mentioned, talking about this and, you know, obviously insiders in this whole thing. Aaron was the first one that said like, yeah, this is kind of, you know, kind of like, I just want to see like, and hear, are they getting testy? Is Jeffrey Kessler, you know, talking back to Tony Busby and vice versa? There's some, you know, hey fellas, let's calm down. I wonder, because it doesn't feel, and as much as yes, a settlement is possible. And I think to sure. say settlement, I think when people first hear that, they're thinking settlement in terms of civil case. We're talking settlement in terms of the league and Deshaun Watson's side. And so the idea that there could be a settlement, like, you know what, Sue Robinson, don't worry about it. We can figure this out on our own. I mean, it's part of the reason she's having the hearing is because they couldn't and the talks crumbled. But it's looking more and more like, yes, the NFL is about as dug in as they're going to be, or at least say they're going to be, because they said, you know, hey, we at least want a year. And then you've got, you know, Deshaun's side of things. And I don't know that, to me, this is one of the, I would say there's like three fascinating questions going into today and right now after today's events. Is, does Jeffrey Kessler, who's the bulldog in all this, the guy that everybody, whether you're Tom Brady or Zeke Elliott, whoever, Ray Rice, you bring this guy in. Does Jeffrey Kessler even realize that, you know what, this is so deep and there's so much here that if I can get six games, Deshaun, I'd love to get it to nothing, but if I can get six games, I think that's a huge W. You got to believe that, right?
Six games would be a massive win.
Or eight. Like, yeah, he's got to be, as much as he wants zero, as much as he wants to.
Well, and listen, I'm just thinking about it from a Brown standpoint.
Yeah.
And how they cannot punt on this season, right? Give up on, and no one's going to give up. We know that. Maybe it's a little tongue-in-cheek to say that, but you essentially, if you're going into the season with Brissett as your starting quarterback with this roster, yeah, they're going to win some games for sure. They're too good not to. But to think that they're going to win the division with the Bengals and Ravens in the same division, you're nuts.
And then just the AFC in general. Oh. I mean, like, we're talking about, and 216-578-0092, we're talking about as loaded an AFC as maybe there's ever been. I mean, you've got Buffalo, who I think, just my opinion, is the hands-on favorite out of the AFC. I would put them number one, but certainly you could have a debate, and that debate would then go, well, do you want to put the Chiefs there? Would you like to put the, you know, the I don't know, the Raiders there? Would you, the Broncos there? The Ravens there? The Cincinnati Bengals there? The defending AFC champions? I mean, you know, so to think that, and look, I appreciate, we all appreciate, we all want to remain optimistic, especially after two decades where it was, even though you wanted to say, and you did say to yourself, hey, maybe they'll be 500, and they were a mess. You just, when we thought we're finally over that and you found your quarterback, and then of course it just feels like only here, Well, no, we got to take a step back. Oh, wait a minute. Now we got Deshaun Watson. Hang on. Oh, wait a minute. This could be much further, much more than we all bargained for. This roster, and to that end, like, let me read this tweet. Did you see this from Maggie and Perloff? Keith, I don't know if you saw this.
I did not.
This is nuts. This is, I don't know who said it, Maggie or Perloff.
It was Perloff.
It was Perloff, yeah. Who's former, if those of you that used to watch maybe Dan Patrick or whatever, he was McLovin.
McLovin.
Yeah, so Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio. This is the quote from McLovin. Quote, I just don't buy that there's all this talent in Cleveland. They have Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett is great, but that doesn't guarantee anything. It's not a great roster.
Well, nothing guarantees anything, Andrew.
It's an okay. It's an okay roster that would be really good with Deshaun Watson. An okay? I mean,
it's a great roster.
Not a homer call by any stretch. I mean,
anybody that covers the league how good the roster is in Cleveland.
You've got one of the best offensive lines in the game. I think you easily
two
have...
two of the best running backs in the game.
Yep, I think the best, and you can talk about...
And you can argue where Kareem Hunt was at one point the best running back in football, or at least led the league.
Exactly. Now, okay, wide receivers, middle of the pack.
Cooper's maybe, really good.
Yeah, but I mean, and then defense. Now, again, there's guys, but the idea of these young guys taking that leap, and like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa picking up where he left off, and then Grant Delpit mentioned Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa and Greedy Williams. I mean, go on and on and on here. I'm shocked. Denzel Ward, Greg Newsome, and Perloff is going to say that it's an okay roster?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to be better than that. Now, that leads us to, as you were just stating, what are we looking at? I mean, if this is... And yeah, Baker spoke today. We're going to, when we come back, we're going to hear what Baker had to say again, because I think it perked a lot of ears up. And I understand why it perked a lot of ears up. I understand why, because quite frankly, it's been a topic for us here in Cleveland, the idea of Baker and, you know, them walking this back and hugging it out. It was a topic here for a little while, but then I think it went away when we started to realize just how bad it was. But then, really what's happened, let's be honest, the guys like Mike Florio, who you respect their work, but the Mike Florios of the world and the national guys and gals have started to, oh, well, hey, Baker Mayfield's still under contract. I think you had to have been here for the last year to appreciate how bad it got with Baker. Now, that said, is there a possibility, any possibility, that Baker and the Browns could reconcile, Baker could save the day? We've talked about Baker, but we haven't heard from Baker. And then Duffy said, as you heard during the break, Spano, and Keith.
I thought it was a good
idea.
You
know what? Why don't we play some of that? And I was like, that's a good idea. So here is Baker Mayfield from Sooner Scoop. Here's what Baker had to say. Go ahead and play it.
Is this process right now for you just, I mean, is it a little unfair that you still don't kind of know where you're going or what's going to be happening?
I think I got frustrated with it not happening before, like mini camp and all those things. But that's the stuff that's out of my control. And so, you know, let those things happen and fall into place. And so right now I'm just controlling what I can and enjoying this.
A lot of people that know, kind of what you're about and your personality. And they're curious, could Baker Mayfield ever play again for the Browns if that.
I think it's been pretty obvious the mutual decision on both sides is to move on. You know, I'm thankful for my 4 years in Cleveland. There's a lot of ups and downs and a ton of learning experiences that, I'll forever keep with me. You know, teammates and friends and relationships that I'll have for a lifetime. And, you know, just flew in last night from East Lansing, Michigan for Drew Stanton, who's my mentor. He was a quarterback there in Cleveland when I got drafted. And just relationships like that, you're just so thankful for. So, I mean, the support staff in Cleveland, the people of Cleveland, it's a great sports town. So I'm thankful for it. And there's no resentment towards the city of Cleveland by any means.
But I think a lot of people think if they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
Now, again, important to point out, the video of that is him kind of with a very wry smile. Now, Duffy.
Yes, Michael.
You think that there, him saying there'd have to be some reaching out And yes, there would be. And that also, I think we can surmise that him saying, him saying that there has to be some reaching out. Shut up, Duffy.
Some reaching out?
You mind?
Yeah, spit it out.
Means that they haven't talked at all. Like, at all. And that's why, like, this isn't like one side. Like, you know, this isn't the relationship where, hey, you know what? I screwed up, honey. I'm sorry. I knew I shouldn't have slept with your best friend there at the at that wedding last weekend. That's my bad. I didn't mean it. I still love you. Both sides are dug in. Kind of like this whole Watson Lee versus the Lee thing. Like, I feel like Baker is, you know what? You guys said plenty. You said what you think of me. I've gotten over it, but it's time to move on. And the Browns, hey, Kevin, what do you think about Baker Mayfield? We're getting Deshaun Watson. We're getting Jacoby Brissett. We're getting Josh Dobbs ready for the season. Next question. Like, I want it to happen. I mean, I know people say, like, well, Chico, it's obvious. I mean, Baker is a better option than Jacoby Brissett. You don't say. Really? Yeah, of course he is. But to think that this is just, I don't know. You're optimistic, though. I'll give you credit. You're in a very good mood today. I don't know if that has something to do with it.
I'm in a great mood today. Yeah. And, yeah, I am a little optimistic that this whole thing with Baker could, again, if they reached out and had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is all under the idea that Deshaun doesn't play this year.
Now, if you're optimistic, what do you think this guy is feeling?
Well,
hello, Tommy.
Hello there, Tommy, my little pal, my buddy, old friend. Deshaun's where you been, Tommy? You haven't called in weeks.
No, I feel like at all.
Welcome to the show.
You were on vacation. That's why I didn't call.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay. I'm back now.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks, buddy.
What's that say for
two things, you guys? Okay.
Chop liver.
Number one, Jimmy Donovan today.
Screw you.
Seth, if Baker does not play or Watson does not play this year, we are out $65 million. That is so ridiculous, and I take that all the way to Haslam. Forget AB and Stefanski. It's not their fault. This was a huge mistake. In the end, meaning at the beginning, it sounded good, but at the and now the
Tommy, this is an optimist. I mean, come on, man,
hold
you're
on,
the ray
on,
of
I'm
sunshine.
Not done. I've got two things. So anyway, really quick, Haslam is the Andy Hardy of the guy who's handed the business, and all he did was fumble and bumble.
Who's Andy
his whole
Hardy?
Career.
I don't know
who's Andy Hardy.
Andy Hardy, yeah.
Rusty Hardy.
Who is he?
It's a 40s thing. It's Mickey Rooney. Haslam's the Mickey Rooney of the NFL. But anyway, the second thing is, this is my prediction or opinion. I'd rather say opinion. Let's say he's suspended for 17 games.
Okay.
Okay?
That would be the full season. Yes.
Baker comes in, plays, has a great season. We're a good team, okay? Puts it on his resume, leaves. We get Watson back in 2023.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds like a really good plan.
Well, I mean, if Baker said, hey, Baker laid it out there. He even said they'd have to approach me.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that's not what he said. You know, there'd have to be a lot of reaching out. But yeah, you're right, Tommy.
Reaching out. You're correct.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's my opinion. Okay. Not my prediction. But I'm telling you,
are they different?
What better team? What better team around a quarterback are the Browns as opposed
Tommy,
to anybody
we're,
else?
Nobody's who's disputing? Is there anybody on record that thinks that the Browns, with a healthy Baker Mayfield, I mean, just all things being, forget about like the personalities that you just like, consider it like, I don't know, it's on paper, it's fantasy football, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, of course Baker's better than Jacoby Brissett. Like, if anybody is disputing that. Now, if you are disputing that, you're... Okay, you hate Baker to an unhealthy extent, or you really, really are trying to be as optimistic as possible, and I applaud you for the latter. The former, I mean, it's time to, look. Baker's gone. Like, I think Baker healthy can be a good quarterback. Is he Deshaun Watson? Of course he's not. But when I get replies like listen to this tweet. All right, tell me if this is Cornell. Just tweet. He said, this narrative that Baker was so good before he got injured has to stop. The guy still had more INTs than TDs after week two. Threw a horrible interception at the most important moment of week one. When and where was he great before he hurt himself? See, now this is where, okay, nobody's saying he's Deshaun Watson. But if you're telling me that the second half of the year they made the postseason, that he wasn't good, he wasn't great, like, it's okay to say it. I mean, they're still moving on. It's okay to say, like, but I don't know. People seem to think this is some, Chico, don't you understand Baker is better than Jacoby Brissett? Oh, why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you say so?
I don't know. I'm at a loss, Duffy. I'm at a loss.
I hear you, buddy boy.
We're all frustrated.
You know? Yeah, we are. You think Garoppolo's in play at all?
No, only be, and the only reason I say this, I'm not. This is not me, because I'm not a huge Garoppolo guy. But if $25 million and and draft compensation or whatever you have to give up to get, then yeah, I'd say definitely there. But I like seriously, 60. The one thing Tommy did say, he's right about. Baker Mayfield is going to be due like close to $20 million. Deshaun Watson. Now I know people say, well, that first year of the contract, he got the signing bonus, probably already in the bank or spent, whatever. Maybe he spent that but $45 million may have gone to that Bahamas trip, but so yeah, you're talking $65 million is going to be, could be in dead money. Very real possibility could be dead money. I mean, that's like the death blow of any team is to have dead money. Right. Now you're telling me they're gonna fork over another $25 million and draft capital to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, okay, is there a deal to be had, Baker? I don't know. I mean, who is it, a three-way trade? Could that happen? I don't think so. I mean, here's the bottom line. I hate to send us to break on a sour note, but you know how I can be a sour puss. If Deshaun Watson is done for the year, the Browns are done for the year. They're not making the postseason. I mean, I'd love to say that that's because, again, I'd love to say that Baker's going to – I don't think that's going to happen either. Might they bring in Gardner Minshew? I mean, maybe. He's back. I don't – but if you're telling me Deshaun Watson is done for the year or 10-plus games, that's it. I mean, I don't think there's any possibility of a postseason.
10 or more, no chance.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.